Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It seems like we have not been here in a long time. Like, but in podcast life, we've been here, like, it's just been a week.
Yeah.
But in real life, it's been like 3-4 almost.
Well, pre-vacation.
Yeah, and we're back from vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to reality.
Back to life. Back to reality.
I knew you were going to start singing when I said that. I had immediate regrets.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's just what I do.
I know.
So, Sean, we do not have a guest today.
We don't. Just Jax.
Yeah, well, Jax is normal. I don't even know if we can call him a guest anymore.
Not really.
So today we got a few questions in our email, and a lot of it was, number one, what does looking at assisted living look like?
I think we can handle that.
I think we can. I think we got that in the pocket. Right in the pocket.
I think so.
Yes. And the second one was, we've talked about crisis before, but we've never really delved into it. So what does crisis look like? And I think we can cover that one, too.
I think so.
I think we got it down.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's go.
All right, caregivers, here you go. Sean, tell us a little bit about what it is like to make an appointment in assisted living. Walk us through it from you're sitting at home and mom says, I think it's time, but I don't know. What do you do?
Jump. Run. If your loved one says they think they are ready, take that opportunity and run with it, first of all.
Absolutely. Because, first of all, if there is even just a little tiny wedge to get in there to start looking at places, go, girl, go.
That's right.
Run.
Because that's not often how it happens.
No, but and this is pretty much best case scenario.
Yes.
Because there has been some unfortunate move-ins under duress because of crisis. But we're not there yet.
That's right.
We'll get there. So this is best case scenario.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that you can start with, a lot of the assisted living places are going to have websites.
Absolutely.
Right? So at the very least, we can start by looking at some of the websites. Now, one of the things that I really want you to be careful of is that when you are Googling assisted livings, please, please, please make sure that as you are clicking on sites, that you are truly clicking on a website that says the assisted living's name and it doesn't say
a referral service.
A referral service.
Right, right.
That is going to then put you in touch with a lot of different assisted livings.
Which they will, but they only go to the people that are paying them to send them referrals.
Right. So if you click on the facilities that you know of that are in your area, and it will give you the information on that facility.
Right. It really does. It really does.
I know both of our communities have
excellent websites, thanks to amazing marketers.
Excellent websites.
Yes.
Virtual tours.
Correct.
Photos.
Yep, yep.
So
mine has a meet the team. Does yours have a meet the team?
I don't think ours is up yet.
Oh.
Yeah, yours is better.
No, it doesn't make it better.
Well,
I just know you have a great photographer that does some great headshots.
Yeah, our headshots are done. The bios aren't. So, anyways, but you can at least get the feel for some of these communities as you're looking online.
Right.
But the best thing to do is to make an appointment with these sales and marketing directors and get into those buildings and feel them.
Feel them out. Yeah. Yes. Like, what is the atmosphere? All of that stuff.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, one of the things that I remember talking to my mom about when she was looking for a place for my grandma was one of her comments was that she didn't want to take my grandma somewhere to a particular building because it was so old.
Oh, I hate that. The stigma.
Yes.
Well, we don't like stigmas anyway. No. Ew.
But I told her, I said the age of the building should not matter or have any effect on the care that grandma would receive. So I always told her that there are three things as you're going places that I really want you to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
One. How are you greeted when you go into the building?
Two.
I'm not done with one.
Ah,
darn it. I know. Not just greeted when you walk in the door.
Uh-huh.
Greeted as you walk through the building, too.
You know what? That's correct. I am sorry I rushed you because that's a good point.
Yes. So as you're touring the building, the community, is the staff like head down or are they engaging with you?
Or are they running to get to their new task? Because I know I've got some fast walkers in my building. They smile, wave, and just keep on going.
Good point. Two.
Two.
How do the residents look?
Oh, right.
Do they look like they're being well taken care of?
And just for the record, I'd just like to slip something right in there. Just because they're sleeping does not make it that big of a deal because this is their home. Sleeping in the common areas is normal. And that's because it's their home and they're comfortable. So just because people are sleeping in the common areas doesn't necessarily mean bad. Would we prefer them to take a nice little nappy poo in their room? Of course. But sometimes a nap just happens.
I sleep in my living room sometimes.
Exactly. And that's their living room.
Right.
Common areas.
Right.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing. But Sean's points, go ahead, Sean, are the most important.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, if it's just after a meal, there could be some food on their clothing.
Right.
Might happen. But does it look like their hair was combed? Does it look like their face has been cleaned off for the day? You know, those types of clean.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a little food on the shirt. Now, if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it looks like there's still some scrambled eggs on the shirt, that might be a problem.
Yeah.
But number three would be how does it smell in the community?
Correct. Now, another nuance of that is, yes, sometimes there is that urine smell. And sometimes it does emit out of a certain room because there might have been a recent accident.
Right.
So what you really want to smell is the common areas. And yes, even the hallway sometimes. But always know that sometimes there can be a little bit of a smell.
As you walk into the building, it shouldn't hit you in the face.
Exactly. It should be somewhat pleasant and you should be greeted well.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. I agree. Sometimes my residents greet people. It's kind of nice.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like, oh, hey.
So hopefully as you walk in to a community,
right,
you're going to be greeted by friendly staff and or residents that look like they're well taken care of.
Absolutely.
And it's going to smell nice.
Yes.
Yay.
And not covered up smell.
Right.
Because I know there's some covered up smells. But, you know, and it looks clean and it looks comfortable. Those kind of things. So just because the building is older, newer, brand new, 50, 80 years does not mean anything. Those little things are what you want to look for.
Right. Because the building is brand new doesn't mean that they have staff that has been there or that they have staff that, has taken care of residents even before. It may be their first job. Not saying that I don't have staff in my building that this is their first job.
Well, I always tell people when they ask me about turnover, we are the gateway for nursing school, really. So people come to us, they start working with us because there's a lot of people who like, I want to be an LPN, I want to be a CNA, I want to be a nurse eventually. And that's great. We're absolutely there for that. And this is where they kind of start. But really, in our buildings, we get down to the nitty gritty. They see a lot of body fluids, a lot. And some people can do it. Hey ho, yes. And some people just cannot. So sometimes they're just like, this is not the job for me. And we wish them well. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's why a lot of the reasons that you'll see assisted livings or nursing homes have that turnover.
Right.
you know, you what you want to look at really is what about the nurses, like the people who have already gone through school, how happy are they? How what is the longevity of the leadership team? Like my chef has been there for like 15 years. Your ED has been here for what, 8 years?
Yeah, she just had her 8-year anniversary.
Yeah, so you know, you got to look at things like that really. And don't look at marketers because marketers turn over all the time.
We hit pop around.
We really do. And that's okay. That's okay. And mostly it's just because, you know, we get to know a building and then we want to just move on. And that's okay. That's okay. I know that I really like where I am right now. And Sean,
I do too.
I really do. I really do. I think I found my marketing home. So that's as long as they want to keep me, I guess, right?
That's right. I mean, sometimes it's not our decision.
I know. But that's okay too, you know, because we are really good at what we do. So that's why we do these podcasts for you guys. So,
right.
Yeah. All right. So now we kind of want to get into, I had somebody come into my building yesterday and I was like, you don't want to find yourself in crisis before you know what you're doing. So she was kind of like looking around pre-talking to mom. And that's okay. You can do that. You can make appointments and go tour some places, make some visits, and mom not know. And what you want to do is have a good idea that should you get into crisis mode, you know what, you have a plan. You know, like just because you're giving birth, right? When you're giving birth, you have a plan, right? So when you are buying a house, you have a plan, you know, and so when you're moving or you're switching jobs, you have a plan. So this is kind of the same thing. So what is crisis mode, Sean?
Oh, man. Somebody's fallen. They have a hip fracture. Two-story home. Can no longer get up and down the stairs. Maybe they have a ranch home, but the washer and dryer is downstairs. It's not safe for them to use the stove anymore. They're no longer cooking.
They're not taking their medications properly, and right. They've made themselves sicker. They're isolated at home and having no socialization and just – you come home for Christmas one day and realize that mom's not eating properly or taking medication.
Right.
And you've only got 3 days to make a move.
Right. And, you know, I think that I've been in the same boat as you too, where I think it's a good idea to look ahead and make plans and look without mom or dad sometimes. But then narrow it down.
Right. Always narrow
make
it down.
Don't take mom and dad to 15 different communities. That's too overwhelming.
I'm exhausted already just thinking about it.
I know.
It. Oh my gosh.
Two, maybe three.
I would say two tops a day and only go to like three or four places.
Yeah, I would say three tops.
Yeah.
To take mom or dad to. It's just too overwhelming.
Right. It
is. Especially if there's some dementia.
Oh, we haven't even delved into dementia.
Well, I mean, think about it. You ask people, I mean, even people that without dementia, you can kind of manipulate them to what you want. You know, you ask them if they want to schedule an appointment for 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Well, whatever time you want, what works better for you, you're supposed to ask that time second. So, you know, imagine with having somebody with dementia that you're taking to three different buildings and it's three completely different setups. Maybe one of them is all on one floor. Maybe one of them has an elevator. Maybe the other two have elevators. One of the apartments is on the first floor. One of the apartments is on the second floor. And there's just so many differences in all of the communities. I think three tops is enough.
It really is. You're right. And you can request to have lunch with them so you can test the food.
Yes.
So you can ask, like, hey, mom and I would really like to come for lunch. Can we sit down and talk to you and have lunch? And that's a great way to test the food because, I mean, really, the best parties end up in the kitchen. It's always about the food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, two of the biggest things that residents really are looking for in a community are going to be the food and activities.
Right.
Those
right.
are two of the biggest things that we can have control over.
And you can ask for an activities calendar. So if there's not one, so usually when you go into an assisted living, you've given a tour packet. And in that tour packet is a lot of it. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Like we feel like we're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at you and then going, okay, hope we can make a decision because there's just so much information that we have to give you. So you can, in that tour packet, look for a menu, a sample menu, look for a activities calendar so you kind of know what they do in a week. Some do months, some do weeks. It really kind of depends. And, you know, make sure that you have like a cost comparison. So sometimes sitting down with mom or dad and saying, this is what your house costs and this is what is all included in the assisted living.
Right.
So in that, it's that tour packet, go through it, you know, when you get home. And if you do have any question, any marketer worth their salt will be there to answer those questions either via text message, phone call, email, and they'll get it to you in a timely manner.
Right. And another good thing, I am never offended, I don't know about you, when people ask if it's okay if they take pictures.
I know that. Gosh, take all the pictures. Well, first of all, I'm rarely offended about anything.
I mean, right.
I mean, I let's be real.
but truly, you know, as you're, if you know, just a son or daughter, if you are going through 10 different communities and you are trying to narrow it down, oh my gosh, how do you remember from place to place?
Yeah.
By all means, take pictures. Remember yes. me.
I'll pose for you if you need me to.
That's right.
Absolutely. So you really want to kind of look at that tour packet, make sure that all that information is in there. You rarely want a bare bones tour packet. And believe me, I've had to unfortunately give one away because we didn't have our stuff in. And it was just, I felt so bad. I felt so bad not giving that person the, you know, and then when we got our collateral in, I 100% emailed it over because you want to make sure that there's, you know, because we have therapy, you have therapy here too.
We do have therapy.
You know, so even some places have therapy rooms where if they need strengthening or, you know, just being able to help walk a little bit or even balance, even swallow therapy, you can do that in-house. So, yes. And that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
And speech therapy can also work with dementia residents too.
What?
Yes, I know.
What? Did not know that. I learned something new today. What? Wow.
I taught you something?
You did, because I knew that. And just so you know, speech therapy also comes with what we call swallow therapy. So if they're having a little bit of problems with the swallowing, we can still work with that too. So it's a really a good thing if they have a therapy. And not all of them do. Don't get me wrong. There are some places that don't have them. They can still bring in some in-home therapy because whatever they get at their home, whether that is hospice, home care, or therapy, or skilled nursing coming into the home, they can have that come into assisted living. So if you have a mom that's at home and she's had a caretaker like forever, she can bring that caretaker with her.
Yes.
That's not a big deal to us at all.
And some people look at it a couple different ways.
Right.
One, they just want this caretaker to come maybe short term to help with a transition.
Correct.
Because now they're going to be paying us to take care of mom.
Right.
But some people want this caretaker who's been with mom for years to just continue to be this friend and
companion,
mm-hmm. Yes,
yep,
for mom. So a couple different ways to look at that.
And I think it's a good thing. You know, we want it to be as comfortable for you, mom, dad, whomever, as possible. We don't want you to ever feel pushed.
Right.
Being pushed is horrible, and nobody wants to do that because, number one, when you walk into Sean or I's door, and I'm not saying that you are, but it's an honor to us. It's an honor to even be considered. And because if it was my mom and dad, because God knows I'm going to be there eventually. Dear Lord, this past weekend. Anyway.
Oh, no.
So it's just an honor to even be considered because this is your mom and dad. These are people that took care of you, and even though you've been taking care of them, you want to be comfortable. That's 100% what we want you to be, is comfortable.
Right.
Because, and when you're in crisis and something happens and the doctor looks at you and says, they can't go home, have a plan. have a plan. Go visit. And it could be years from now. And that's okay too. We get people that are like 98. I have a 102-year-old moving in with me. 102 years old. I'm like, holy cannoli, sir. All right. And he's still like, I don't want to be here. I want to mow my own lawn. Like, I want you to be able to mow your own lawn, but unfortunately you fell and broke a hip. So
that's right. I mean, we've got one of our residents just turned 100 and another one's turning 100 in a couple months.
So. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's next month. It's September already.
Is it?
Oh man.
Guys, it's almost sweta weta.
Pumpkin spice.
Sweta weta. I like apple cider.
I do too.
I like apple cider more. And Dunkin' Donuts is coming out with that apple cider drink. Mm. Or is it Bigby? I can't remember. It's Bigby. But it's delicious. It's delicious. Are we allowed to do that?
I don't know.
I don't know. We just did it, though. We're such rebels.
Oh, boy.
So hopefully she's rolled her eyes at least three times this episode, and we're by ourselves. So I'm pretty amazed by that. I expected way more. Oh my gosh.
You can't help it.
Yeah, I know. I know. Okay, so we've covered the what to look for assisted living. We've covered crisis. We've covered having a plan. I think that's pretty much the only questions that we've gotten lately.
Well, Jennifer, do you have respite at your building?
Oh, yes.
Could that help with a crisis situation?
That could absolutely help with a crisis situation.
It could.
So shall we talk about respite?
Let's talk about it.
All right. Let's dig in. Okay. I'm getting comfy in my seat. So there are times when something happens and say, like, somebody gets sick or you're a caregiver and you really need a vacation like we did. You want it on a cruise. It's going to be a glorious cruise. But you can't go, gosh darn it, because what happens to mom while you're gone? We come in like superheroes. So both
assisted living to the rescue.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. I'm going to put out on TikTok. I'm going to have you do that again. That's going on the TikTok. That Superman stance was amazing. So we have, and most assisted livings have, a furnished room that will bring your loved one in, and we will take care of them while you drink some margaritas in Mexico
or Alaska.
That's true. I had plenty of margaritas. Let's not lie. Yeah, I did. I think you had a few.
I don't know that I had a margarita.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh, I did. I enjoyed them thoroughly. I'm the drinker of the group. I have no problem with that. So we have a furnished room. Mine has a lift chair. So even if something like happens where, oh, mom only likes lift chairs or she sleeps in her chair, I have one of those. And so we do have to go through all of the normal paperwork. So we do have to do the evaluation to find the level of care. We do have to talk to her doctor to make sure that all her evaluation and his stuff kind of match so that we can come up with the right level of care for her. And then, of course, we always need to make a chart and things like that. I know with our building, Sean, a respite can be as small as 24 hours and as large as month to month.
Yes.
It's a lot of work, but we do it.
Yeah. And, you know, preferably we would like to do longer than 24 hours.
Yes.
Because of the amount of paperwork that goes into it.
Right.
And knowing that the caregivers really need more than just a 24-hour break.
Yeah.
Having been a caregiver.
Right.
I know that more than 24 hours is needed to reset. You know, so it's there. It's, you know, ask about it. Like Jennifer said, we have rooms that are already stocked. They're ready to go. Furniture, towels, sheets. You bring your loved one. We will help work on all the paperwork.
Yeah, it's just like a hotel stay. We even have little shampoos and conditioners. They're so cute.
Yeah.
They're just tiny little things. So really, if you need a break, then an assisted living will be able to do that for you. And I have been known in after a crisis mode to put somebody in my respite room while you, the family member, is setting up their room. You know, because sometimes that little extra relief is really better for you. And then because the hospital is like, hey, they've got to go, they've got to go, they got to go, because, you know, there's always somebody waiting with a hospital.
Yep.
So we're able to put that person in our respite room while you set up the room. And honestly, you want to make that room look as much like their home as possible. So you bring in your own furniture, you hang up your own pictures, you can make it as gorgeous and lovely as possible so that when they move in there, it's, oh, they're like, oh, it's my stuff. Yes. So it's not so bad for the, and not so shocking to the system, honestly.
Yes. I mean, I don't prefer when families say that they're going and purchasing all new things for mom or dad's new apartment.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I get it. Sometimes mom or dad might need a new couch or they might need a new recliner. But, you know, all those tchotchkes and family photos, like,
just bring them in.
Bring them.
Bring them in. I have a lady who has her china in her room because, gosh darn it, she's having a Christmas dinner.
Oh.
With her china. And I said, well, let's reserve the private dining room and you can do that. So she's got her china with
her.
And that's nice, you know, because that's another thing that assisted living can do. We don't want to separate you from your loved one. You have access to your loved one 24/7. So you can take them on vacation, you know, if you want to. You can come visit anytime you want to. If you get that phone call at 2 a.m. and you're like, I just want to go and check on her because for my own, you know, being.
Peace of mind.
Thank you. Peace of mind. Then you can come and
come
we want
in.
That. Yeah, absolutely. And they can leave with you and all of that. So you have access. This is not like a hospital where there's visiting hours.
Right.
You have access 24/7.
Right.
So we want that family involvement very, very much.
It's a much better transition
mm-hmm.
when there is that positive family involvement.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's really, really good. And so with that being said, I think we're out of time, Sean.
What?
I know. I've missed these guys so much, and now we gotta go.
All right.
All right. Guys, if you have any questions, of course, caregivershenanigans@gmail.com. We are also, I have not yet told Sean this, so you're gonna hear this reaction.
Oh, boy.
But we now have a domain that we'll be sharing that you can just type that in, it'll bring you right to everything that you need for Caregiver Shenanigans.
Oh, boy.
I know.
We are getting fancy.
We are getting very fancy.
Woo!
I can't even.
Woo!
Like, I'm very impressed with us right now.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to share it because it's hilarious, guys. This domain name is hilarious, and I'm so excited to share it because we are hilarious.
We are.
We are hilarious. I mean, sometimes we have our off days, and sometimes we don't, but we love you. That's all that matters.
Yeah, we love you.
And we're here for you.
Yeah, let us know how we can help.
Absolutely. We are your answer getters, and we're here for you. And you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye.
Bye.